This is Dave.
This is Will.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
This is Yanni.
This is Caitlin.
And we are iPodcast Magic Missile.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Robin, who's got strings on Robin? It looks like that would be Chloe or Gabe.
Yep.
All right, Gabe.
Robin,
what do you want to do to me?
No.
What? Is Caitlin engaging in eyebrow waggling or something?
I think
it was the way you phrased it.
Chloe was not cool with that.
I think I still want you to be hot.
Alrighty.
Excuse me?
I can do that.
Not you.
What?
Not
deal
you.
Deal with it.
Alright, Mr. MC. What would you like? I don't know. Would you like? I refuse to make decisions about my character. That's what I do the rest of the time.
How about volatile, then? Alright. And who's got strings on Gabe?
Guess.
I got a couple.
Yeah, alright.
You just collect strings.
She does.
It's like whatever. Hey, Gabe.
Hey.
I'm thinking not volatile. I want you to be dark. Go do some dark stuff, Gabe.
Get stuff going on.
That isn't a bad idea.
That's good for plot.
There's something you would like?
It's volatile.
No, don't do it.
I'll give it to you.
No, you're a monster. Stop it.
No, I'm the MC.
The Chosen is his darkest self.
Look.
Let's do volatile.
Look, man. Gotta level up to like 23.
I think it's actually time we flipped over.
At level 20, he's gonna learn to dual wield.
Alright, so it looks like Mara's got the most on Chloe. Is that right? Two?
Oh man, is it accurate?
You don't own me, hot dog man.
I do own you, hot dog man.
Roll in my darkest self. I'll find a way to work it in no matter what you do.
Well, then, you're gonna roll with hot. No, you're gonna roll with cold.
I'll find a way.
Should I give you volatile as well? I'll just give everybody volatile today, or do you have a preference?
If you want.
Well, is there something you would like?
I'd like to kill a bunch of people.
So, volatile?
Sure.
What?
And then I'm gonna play this game.
Okay. Alright, so, Mara. I think that would be Chassie.
Yeah.
This works so well.
I think you should be cold.
I think so.
I think so.
Another drink.
Do you have a preference? Otherwise, I'm just going to do volatile.
Volatile sounds excellent.
Okay. All right.
What could possibly go wrong?
It's fine.
I think
it's Gabe.
I think you're
right.
The most on me. Let's see.
Everybody's got a... I'm not going to finish that. plenty of people have strings on me.
Let's mix things up.
Everybody.
Dark. You roll with that a lot, don't you?
I roll with it to learn things about the sitch that I can read.
Oh, a dark move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Is there something you want besides volatile?
I'm a werewolf.
Man.
I'm a werewolf. It's kind of a thing. I'm good at being a werewolf.
Fine, man.
It's like all right. I do is like...
We're going to do something a little different.
Yay!
We're going to play The Extraordinary Adventures of Baron Munchausen in High School.
Wait, what?
I've written you guys love letters.
Aww.
So, I've got some bad news for you, Dave.
You
got hospitalized. Before I tell you the prognosis, though, there's some details missing on your chart.
For the audience at home.
So, I'm going to actually do this a little bit like Baron Munchausen. Yeah. I'm going to give you your love letter, but I would like you to read the whole thing,
yep.
But then take 5 or 10 minutes after your roll, and don't read it out loud. Just read it to yourself, and whatever effect you have, do that. But I'm basically going to give you narrative control over the story. Much like Baron Munchausen, I may interrupt at points. And
can we interrupt, or do we have to get money?
Nope. No one has any money. The money I have is if you incorporate my interruption to your story to my satisfaction, I'll give you an XP.
So I'm going to roll now. So that's a 9.
That's not too bad.
No. So, we went out into the woods. Still the baseball bat. Mar was there. I was kind of worried because she didn't need to get in any more danger, but she was safer with me, I guess, than, well, you know.
I thought you told her to leave.
I did. She didn't seem to have any of it. She doesn't, well, maybe it's good she doesn't listen to me. Anyhow, she caught a whiff of something, which was, I guess, convenient. Coming from deep in the woods by the ridge. Maybe they're hiding out there. Whatever they are. Whatever this thing is. In a cave or something. I don't know. I don't think it was a wolf. Maybe a stray dog. Mangy. This dead look in its eyes just came at us. Almost silently out of the bush. It went for Mara, but I got between her and it and cracked its head with my baseball bat. That's when things started to get really weird. It was quiet.
So.
Well, I mean, you know, normally you hear forest creatures, you know, whatever. I mean, we go hunting.
Sure.
You hear the birds. You hear stuff through the undergrowth. Nothing. Just the sound of our footsteps. Really, mostly my footsteps. Mara moves pretty silently. It was actually sort of eerie. I was good and lost by that point, but I wasn't thinking too straight. And turned around, and Mara wasn't there. And then I was surrounded. People. Random people. Firefighter. Cop. A couple of students. People from one of the other classes that I didn't really know. A couple of freshmen. Middle schooler, actually. That was weird. And some of them looked like they'd been out there in the woods for weeks. They looked ragged. Their hair was all frazzled. They all had that faraway look. Like that thing had gotten to them. It owned them. Well, I had to stop it.
So what'd you do?
What could I do? They were coming for me. I took out a firefighter. Didn't feel good. Took out a middle schooler. That really didn't feel good. But they kept coming.
Yeah. I imagine the middle schooler was a little unnerving since that was, he seemed to be more competent than the firefighter did.
Yeah. Middle schooler looked like he'd been out there longer, I guess. I don't know, maybe it had a better hold on it. I don't know. And then I just remember fists and the bat lashing out and blood and, well, I must have taken a few more of them out before I went down. But, well, I guess here I am, right?
Okay. You'll be better in a few days. Go ahead and mark yourself healed up. Actually, it'd be more like a week before they let you out of the hospital. But who would like to go next?
I'll go.
All right. Oh, convenient.
No one else is volunteering.
So your new gender and look has created quite a stir in school. Gym class was certainly awkward. However, you started a trend. But is anything ever smooth sailing? Tell us how the last week has been.
So again, go ahead and read all three, and then roll, and then tell us a story.
Okay. So, I came to school on one day, and a lot of the kids thought that I was a new student, but then somebody, the teacher called me up to tell everyone who I was, and it was kind of embarrassing, but I was like, hey everyone, it's Robin, I'm, you know, same old me, and everyone seemed pretty cool with it, funny enough. But it was kind of awkward also, because, you know, a couple days later, other kids in the class started doing, like, drastic changes, and there was one that was a little, I don't know, it upset me a little bit when Brian came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that upset some other people too, because he's been having some trouble lately because of all the rumors flying around, and now I feel like he followed my lead, and I guess he's not faring too well with it.
Yeah. Well, the only reason they're letting you stay in school is because of your lawyers. That can be problems enough.
Yeah. Anyways, I've been thinking about trying to start a roller derby club at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the other kids thought that the knee pads were totally cool. And so now I'm wearing roller skates to school or trying to.
Yeah, I think you probably got called to the office a time or two for that. Has that stopped you?
It stopped me that day.
Mm.
You know, I bring my actual shoes now, but yeah, they know things are kind of weird, so yes, they're kind of letting me get away with it a little.
Oh, I actually want to point something out. This was brought up to me when we played Monster Hearts at Forge. When you give someone a condition, conditions, and this is, we've mostly been playing, like, if you want to give someone an emotional condition, and basically see how the character is feeling, you have to have their consent to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I guess, a rule, and that's certainly how it was expressed there. Most conditions that aren't emotional in nature are actually not conditions so much as they're sort of social situations. So publicly ostracized, or covered in poop, or, you know, something of that nature. So condition may be a misleading word there.
Yeah.
I think we're always... It, going back through the recordings, it does seem like every time it'd be like, oh yeah, that's what it should be, and everyone agrees on it,
yeah.
So it's fine. But if you can't be forced to have an emotional situation put on your character.
You can't be made embarrassed if you're not actually embarrassed.
Yes.
Speaking of conditions, part of my goal last session that we had of Monster Hearts and having a makeover was to get out of my tiff. Can I erase that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Sure.
It's been a really long
time. Yeah, I was going to say, conditions also just go away when they're not relevant anymore.
This is...
They're a little bit like scene aspects in Fate.
We're going to be picking up about a week later. Not quite three years, but like Friday, not Monday.
Do we want to... So... I don't think I have a good excuse to get rid of self-conscious. I can stay.
I probably slept long enough to not be drained. At some point.
I got a question for, how does that work for dead people?
What do you mean?
I guess we're gonna resolve that.
Yeah, we'll
hold on.
Yeah.
who wants to go next?
I can go.
Alright.
Actually, does anyone else want to go before me? Okay.
Alright, so, Mara, you've been, let's not put too fine a point on it, stalking Dr. Fine for the last few days. He's got dirt on you. It's only fair to have dirt on him, right? How'd that work out for you?
What are you rolling, cold?
Yeah.
You mark
too bad I'm not rolling something I'm bad at.
I believe in you, Caitlin.
Yeah, did I mark for rolling?
I don't know. Are you highlighted? That is the rule. If you roll,
even
you
for a love letter. All right. Well then,
beginning
then
of session moves count.
Okay. Well, then I'll give it to you. I wasn't trying to like super accelerate things, but
no, you're not super accelerating things by letting me mark. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm gonna appreciate that if I succeed.
I might have to ditch the code. It's far too long.
I got a question.
Sure.
Dr. Fine, is he the one who's
who
taken care of this?
Yes, and
yeah.
Who your mom fell for and all that.
So he's coincidentally also taking care of him in the hospital?
I just came up, not necessarily. I just figured that having a name tag that actually read something rather than saying Oak Ridge National Laboratories, like nuclear
no,
research
I just,
on it.
No, I was
it.
Just wondering, because that would make sense why I would be stalking him the last few days.
Could be. If you want to incorporate that,
well,
that's
then I
fine. I'm going to give you guys narrative control here. I might try and steal it back, and if I do, and you use that, I'll give you the XP.
Does he get the XP?
For what?
For his story.
Yeah. I thought you were pointing at Will.
Alright, so he gets two then.
Well,
best
I rolled a 13.
Story ever.
I've been watching him. I'm watching that fucker. He's, you know, I've had a lot of time on my plate. You know, things have gone chaotic. People are not so worried about keeping track of us at school. A lot of people are missing. A lot of people just disappear at times, so they don't worry. So, you know, I think it's healthy for me to be spending time around at the hospital. So if I want to sneak around and see what that guy, that sleazy asshole, is up to, then what's the problem with it, right?
Sure.
Anyway, it's not particularly surprising. She's not even really all that hot anyway. She's, you know, she looks...
Is this the new nurse?
Yeah. Just, you know, she's not even... I mean, she's barely older than me. I mean, she's just gotta be like... I mean, she may be fresh out of... I guess you have to go to college to go to nursing school. I'm surprised if she even is a PA. She might not even be a nurse. It's wrong. You know, meet... And then they go and they hide out and they fuck. And I don't know what Mom saw in this greasy guy. He's gross... And he's just sneaks around, and I think there might be another one too. And you know, there's something off about her. Something off about him. I mean, I already knew there was something off about him because, you know, he could do this. That shouldn't be possible. What kind of person could do this? And then
he just covered up the fact that he died, right? I thought it was your mom that got you back.
Well, yeah, but what kind of person has that kind of power?
Someone with access to morgue records?
It's not just morgue records. It's electronic health records. I have to go to checkups. I mean, he had to go back and change my records. He had to go back and put me under... Do you know how often I have to go to the doctor? All the time. And... There's something not right about this guy.
Do you have an idea what?
No, it's just not right. There's something off, I can tell. And about this girl. Woman, girl, thing... Something's not right about her. And it's definitely not just that he dumped my mom. He's definitely evil.
So were you actually able to get any dirt on him?
Well, I mean, you know, he's clearly having sex with a nurse. That's wrong. If I could get a photo of him. I wasn't able to get any evidence of it.
No, I think with 13, you probably could have gotten a photo.
Well, my camera phone is only so...
Yeah, well, I didn't say it was a good photo.
I mean, the best I was able to get... I was able to get his log. It's his clock-out log. Mm. Front desk. And that was only because I was really, really nice and I pretended I was one of the patients. I had to do a lot. And so if I use it, I'll get in trouble because I had to do bad things to get it. So it's not really even useful.
Mm.
It puts me in trouble. So I have dirt, but it's dirt on me. It's dirt on him. You know.
Okay.
I just don't like that he's working... That someone like this is working on Gabe, and that he's working on other people. Yeah? Can't trust him. Sip to something.
There's only two people left, and they both begin to see.
I'll take it. I think that the conclusion of the barreling car should be left to the best.
Okay.
So, can you explain to me what's going on right now?
In the apocalypse world,
right.
Love letters are kind of a thing you do maybe once a season.
Yeah.
Sort of a custom move to, like, I don't know, try and... Maybe you can explain it better than I can.
You know, it can be every session. It can be... It's a way for the MC to push the story forward a little bit between sessions. So you get to the new thing and you're like, some things happened. You know, or I want to learn a little bit more about your character and I'm going to give you something in exchange.
Gotcha.
Or I'm going to make you roll and maybe you get a good thing, maybe you get a bad thing.
Okay.
All
right. We'll see if I do this right.
So, but I'm sure you'll do fine because there's not really, like, the worst that's going to happen is you're not going to get an XP.
Well, then.
I don't
know. I'll put me right at where I am.
I did want to try and get your pack into things. So, when the pack calls, you answer. In the forest south of town, there's a pack of wolves. Several of whom are weremen. Now, don't laugh. It's actually kind of sad when they change every new moon. Worse, there's a group of Cyprians, which are sort of bloodthirsty satyr in the area, and they stole one of them last month, and your pack...
They stole a wereman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, when he changed, they pulled up, called him out of the pack and ran off with him for some terrible thing. Your family can't let that happen again.
Yeah.
So.
Roll with volatile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bad.
I kind of wrote a script, but take it, change it, make it your own. If I feel like...
No.
Putting a dollar down,
I would have just taken the low roll and eaten corpses in the morgue.
Well, let's say you did that too.
Whoa, whoa, what are you doing? Get off it.
Go on.
Kayshawn has disappeared.
Yeah. Just eat your feelings.
Good, now he's dead.
So, yeah, so we... These satyrs, they call themselves Cyprians, but they're satyrs. Everybody knows that. These goat dudes.
Ivory Tower.
Down in the... They're down into the south side of town. And they took one of our packs, so, you know, we're gonna go down there and kick their asses and show them who's boss, right? Right? Or at least, you know, that's what the pack tells me. And I have to go, because otherwise they'll kick my ass, which is the new way things go around here. So... You know, and I tried to talk to my dad and get him to write me some kind of a note or talk to them, but he's like, nah, you have to go be one with your pack. They'll teach you things. Thanks, Dad. So, I go down there, and we don't really come prepared. I mean, like, Buck is kind of in charge in the sense that he yells at everybody and tells them what to do, but it's not particularly a very intelligent or sophisticated kind of strategy. It's just that, you know, they've all been doing this for a while. You know, there's about four four big dudes in the pack, and then me, and a couple of other young ones that they left behind, you know, because they're like, no, it's too dangerous, the satyrs are going to get the little ones, but you're okay. So I go out there with them, and Buck's yelling at me already, saying, well, you need to remember to do this, and make sure to guard my back, and when you see this such a thing happen, you need to go here and do that, and it's just, it's very abstract, and he keeps using pronouns, and I don't know which pronoun he's using, and it's very confusing, and so I just nod and don't look at him, and then when he says, you got that, I say, yes, sir, and then we get down there and pile out of the trucks and, you know, go looking for satyrs, which isn't that bad because they stink real bad.
Well, I thought you guys were trying to protect the pack more than hunt down the Cypriums.
Well, I mean, it's sort of a dominance issue. If we don't show them what we can do, they're just going to keep picking us off one by one. We need to let them know that we are not the people to be messed with. Mm. At least that's what Buck says, and I have to do what Buck says. Okay. So, you know, whether or not that's the best strategy, as far as defense goes, you know, that's what we're doing. So,
well, I mean, it's a pack of, in case that wasn't clear, it's a pack of regular wolves, that have some sort of ember.
These people aren't connected to my pack. They're a totally separate pack?
They're a pack of regular wolves that have a few were men in them.
But they're not my pack. They're just wolves
that we're
taking on,
like,
pro bono.
Cousin.
To your
right.
Pack.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all wolves.
I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear.
No, that's okay.
Still, some creepy Greek thing is... Greek satyrs are moving in on your territory.
That's not all right.
Killing the Greeks in.
Yeah.
Tzatziki sauce left and right.
That's
right. Just go on tzatziki sauce.
Right now. I know that's why I said it.
Okay. Well, that makes a bit more sense. Well...
What a joke.
So... Well, they even if it's not our pack, we won't let them steal those poor women. They don't even know what to do with themselves. They turn into a man and go wandering into town naked, and everybody laughs at them, and they get stuck in the drunk tank, and it's just, it's really cruel.
When you only get one day as a human every month, that's not a lot of time to build up experience.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't really know how to do anything, so, and it's just mean to kidnap them. So we're going to go down there and kick some satyr ass. So we go down there, we show up, and we find the satyrs, and there's like three of them. And they got this one wolf, and it's a wolf again. And it's got its feet bound together, and they've beat the shit out of it, you know. And so, of course, my pack, three of them just charge, because that's what they do. And, you know, there's me and Buck in the back, right? Because Buck says, go charge, and they charge. And they just, you know...
You didn't charge when Buck told you to? No.
Well, you know, I stayed back there to guard his back, and he wasn't really paying attention to me that much. He was really mainly looking at his boys. And, you know, they've got, like, bats, and one of them's got a real big, like, stick of wood. And so they start fighting these satyrs, and the satyrs have, like, sickles, which don't have a lot of reach, but they're cut, and... You know, it gets all bloody and confusing, and, you know. Then, you know, the Buck just keeps, you know, he jumps in himself because, you know, one of the satyrs gets one in on, you know, Willie, and then it just gets really confusing, and then the wolves show up because they hear the commotion, and they all start running in, and so then it's this big, huge pile of wolves and werewolves and satyrs, and then there's me. And I see, I don't really know where I'm supposed to fight here. I mean, I'm down for a fight, but I'm not down for just jumping into a giant morass of people getting punched in the face. And I have no desire to get punched in the face personally. So I decide when I see, like, this really fat satyr, like, has grabbed this little, like, almost a wolf puppy around the scruff of the neck, and it's got it in this sort of nasty headlock, and the poor thing's body's just flopping around. And I'm like, oh, you're going to break that poor were-man's puppy wolf. I don't know what to call them. You're going to break that damn thing's neck. And so I decide I'm going to go after that guy, because God help me if another were-man gets stolen off into the woods by these crazy satyr people. So I go after them, but I don't know what it is about satyrs. They're like... fast, in the woods. But, you know, I lose him, and the fight gets quieter and quieter behind me because I'm getting far away from it, but I'm not really thinking about that because I'm hunting the satyr at this point. And, you know, I lose him, and eventually it's just me there out in the woods alone, and I decide, well, shit. I guess I better turn back. I don't know. They're going to be mad at me if I show up and pretend like I didn't help in the fight. And so
what happened when you got back?
Well, when I got back, turns out Buck has got his neck gashed open by one of the satyrs because they caught him with a lucky thing. So he's dead now. And it was real quiet because they all looked at me and they all remember Buck telling me that I was supposed to watch his back, and that's why I wasn't supposed to jump into the fight immediately. But instead of watching his back, I ran after the satyr, and now Buck is dead.
And I probably wouldn't be as pissed with you if you'd actually caught it and got the wolf back.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't. But I didn't. And so it has been a bad week after another bad week.
Oh, well.
And I just really want to go back to school. It's not so bad at school.
Well, that's, I think that was definitely worth an XP.
Yay!
Yeah.
Poor Chassie. God.
Aces.
Chloe. So, when the car came out of the centerline ditch and into the other lanes of traffic, well, it's a miracle you survived. Maybe miracle might not be the right word. There were a lot of injuries and at least half a dozen deaths in the ensuing pileup. You were in a coma for a bit there, and in the coma, you dreamed.
Ooh. I dreamed. When I opened my eyes from the car crash, I guess I expected to see a hospital bed. A roof of a coffin. That wouldn't make any sense, that'd be weird. Whatever. But I was just in a meat locker. What the fuck? I don't think they put dead people, or coma people, or whatever people, in a meat locker, do they? But it wasn't...
Were you just standing there, or...?
No. I felt like I was floating. But I wasn't. There was a sharp pain in my back. I would have thought it would have been dull. But it was sharp. It was still sharp. And I could just feel my back being pulled up. And I tilted my head. And there was a chain going to my back. And my back hurt. That's not normal.
I don't think you were supposed to be able to feel pain in dreams.
Oh shit, I did in this one. It was fucking horrifying. And I tried to grab it, but it was behind me, and I wasn't strong enough. And I called out to Raz. It felt like an hour. Maybe 2 hours. I don't know. I couldn't get out. And then eventually... the door opened. The front door. I mean, the place was nearly pitch black. And just shock of light hit me. And illuminated this fucking nasty room. I didn't realize how dirty it was. It was just covered in this black crap. There were flies everywhere. And just, I think it must have been a dead cow just got chucked in. And hit with a wet smack on the ground. And then they closed the door. And I thought, shit. I'm never going to get out of here. They're going to kill me. They're going to butcher me. I don't even know what's going on. And in the dim light, I could see there's some movement on the floor where the cow was. And I think it tilted its head. It said, Chloe, I heard you work for Raz too. He told me that he needed something done. I said, I'll do anything. Just get me off this fucking hook. He told me it was slurred as shit because he had a dead tongue, and I don't know if he had all his teeth, and fuck, I've never heard a cow talk before. He told me, oh, it's real simple, Chloe. It's really simple. All you need to do is wake up. I thought, oh shit, good. I'm in a dream. That's good. Oh, good. I'll just wake up and then everything will be fine. I said, wake up. And I want you to go to the closet, the medical closet. And there's going to be some samples and some medicine. And it's going to be locked, but I know you can get in, Chloe. I know you can. And I want you to take it and just throw it in the nearest trash deposit.
Are you sure it wasn't just switch some of the labels around?
Maybe. Oh, shit, it was so long ago.
Dreams are hard to remember.
He told me, this guy's got to have this label. This guy's sample's got to have that label. Take this medicine, label it as a different thing. Oh, fuck. I thought things just happened. I thought maybe Raz just made things happen. But maybe it's just people like me who make things happen.
Did you do it?
I woke up. I got all sorts of shit in me. Like, tubes and crap, and I had to pull them out of my skin. I was really afraid. I hate needles, and I just looked away, pulled them out. Fucking gross. And I walked over to the medical closet, and sure enough, it was open. I didn't know why. And I went in there, and I switched the labels, just like the cow told me. And I went back to bed. I thought, okay, well, that's good. It's good. Okay, I'm good. It's fine. That's the end of that. And I dreamed again. And this time...
Well, they sedated you after they found you passed out on the floor by your bed.
I kind of missed the bed. I messed some of the orderlies up a little bit on the way out. It's doing a little bit of convulsion. I'm told later.
Yeah, they should have been able to handle that. They've got training.
Yeah. Apparently, they told me they'd never seen anyone as small as me be that strong. Maybe that was him, or I don't know. Maybe I was just scared.
But you said you dreamed again?
I did. And in the dream, I was back. I still had that fucking hook in me. But it didn't hurt so much this time. Maybe I was used to it. And the cat was still on the floor. And the door opened. And they chucked in a pig carcass just right on top of the cow. And this time, the thing didn't even wait. It said, Chloe, you did a good job. Raz is very proud of you. Why don't you do another thing for him? I heard that there was this doctor, and, well, he is a little bit off, but, you know, he likes nurses. Why don't you give him a little reward? He's been good. And so... I woke up right after that. I think he's making me wake up. I think he's got total control. And there was just a nurse outfit on the fucking bed. And so I put it on. He made me... I went to the doctor and I don't remember his name, but he made me do stuff. I was a kid. I'm a kid!
That's pretty terrible.
No older than Mara. And then I think he put me back in bed.
Maybe he's doing some of this stuff to me. I don't know. And the third...
He made me white Jenga.
And then I dreamed again, and this time the pig and the cow were gone. And I thought, oh shit. Is this not enough? What else is there to do? And I was still up on that hook, and then the chain just slacked up, and I hit the floor really hard. I mean, it was cold. I mean, it was cold and hard, and I think I cracked my knee. And the door opened a third time, and this time, no one got thrown in. I could hear Raz's voice, and he said, "Chloe, I've got something that I need you to do for me, personally. Here, be a good girl and do this, and maybe we can talk about going back to the way things were." He told me, "I need more people, and frankly, Chloe, you're pretty bad at getting people to join me of your own their own volition. That's just not your skill." He told me sometimes what you gotta do is put them in a situation where there's only one way out, and that's me. How do I do that? He said, "Do what I do. Butcher them." And then I woke up. I don't know if I can do it.
So yeah, you are totally in Darkest Self, but
yes.
I am you. I'm not good at keeping track of shit. Ah, here we go. I think Raz is down to 3 strings on Chloe and 1 on Gabe.
What? It's fine. What's the worst that could happen?
You can just sleep with Gabe more.
Put him in my darkest still.
Can you do that?
I have no idea, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I think we'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
Really, yes, it should only be half of.
Some of these, I was able to put more effort into others. Hope no one feels shorted.
No.
And thank you all for your stories. And for letting me off the hook for, like, an hour. Because I basically didn't have to do anything but listen.
You wouldn't let me off the hook.
You let yourself off the hook.
Yeah, Raz let you off the hook eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still on the hook. Once the devil gets you, it's real hard to get away.
A devil.
It's true. So,
have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Is he a better sugar daddy?
In the next world, yes.
I like this one. I'm in this one right now.
Well, you don't get to stay here very long.
You don't get to stay here very long. I'm kicking you out. Get out of here. You're not even in this scene, which I'm not in either.
Actually, no, I think this is... They put you guys in the same room so that...
Oh, what, seriously?
Yeah. You started the scene. Let's keep going.
Okay. Well, that was a little bit out of... That was a little bit meta.
We didn't really have...
Let's reboot enough. This.
He
didn't know that.
But
shit.
I think the both of you are going to get out on Friday.
Oh,
together.
That's sweet.
Maybe.
Did anyone come to see us?
I was gonna go visit Gabe.
All right, we can totally do that.
I want to come see somebody.
I would have gone to visit Gabe.
Yeah.
Bro and all.
Can I have a? Can I do a? Can I do a quick thing before
I would have probably been the last to visit
before you do a thing, let me find out what things everybody wants to do.
Okay.
And then I'll let you do the first thing. But what so everyone wants to go see the convalescent couple?
No, just Gabe.
Okay.
I'd probably, when I heard about it, like, call Chastity and see if she was visiting Gabe, since I can't drive.
Yeah, I think we would go as a team now.
Seems good.
Plus, I need a chauffeur.
I think Mara probably would have gotten in earlier, maybe not with official permission.
Yeah.
Well,
she's certainly seen me there unconscious, right?
Yeah. Creeping.
Mm-hmm. Creeping.
And what was the thing you wanted to do?
I need a little time to reflect before when I first get up, before everything happens.
Okay.
So, my dad's been good enough to put my football by the side of the bed.
Mm.
And I reach over, and you know, I've got all the IVs and stuff in my arm, and I just reach over gently, not pulling anything out, take the football, and kind of give it a little spin. There's a TV, but I don't really feel like watching TV. And I just think, I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't strong enough to beat it on my own. What am I supposed to do? 11. Oh, 10.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
So pick a 2.
The visions show me what I must do.
Okay.
The visions are lucid and detailed.
As you're spinning the football, it starts to look like a book. But not just any book. Like, it looks like it's an old book with a green leather bound. And you can picture it. You've never actually seen it before, but there's words in Latin on it, or some other language you don't know, you're not sure, but you feel like that book might contain the answers you seek.
Have I ever seen this thing before?
The book?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you've seen books, but not this one in particular.
Man, I wish Rob...
You have seen books!
I'm sorry, that's...
I wish Robin was here. He always knows where to find stuff like that.
I mean, you can... Like, if you saw the book, even just, like, sitting in a bookshelf, you're pretty sure you would be able to, like, that one right there. But Robin might know.
Maybe. That didn't answer my whole question.
No, it didn't. You are going to need your friends, but you're going to need protection. Going in alone isn't the solution because there's so many... of the Hiver.
There's too many of them.
Even if
it couldn't touch my mind, I couldn't possibly take them all down.
Right.
I'd have to kill people. I don't want to do that.
You think that maybe in the book there's a way to free people from it?
Yeah.
And you know, with a couple of people, maybe you could do that. But you're gonna have to find the book.
Then
you're gonna have to find somebody to help you. You're certainly not going to do it while your arm's full of drips.
No. No, I've got to get out of here. All right.
Happy?
Very.
Okay.
All right, so where were we? Mara was about to show up.
I think Mara has maybe snuck into your room before the official visiting hours have begun.
She just sort of sees me sort of staring at my football, I guess. Doing my game thing.
Yeah. That.
Okay.
All right. Are they seriously in a room together, like 10 feet apart?
There's probably the curtain drawn between us.
Yeah.
Though.
Like.
I mean, Aunt Nicole's there.
I know you're there.
Yeah, of course.
You're really loud.
Being all interesting.
Can we do that? Can we have asymmetrical knowledge of this? Because I actually think I like that for drama.
I like this too.
Sure.
Yeah. No. Let's just do it.
All right. Sweet. All right. Staring at your football. It's fascinating, I'm sure. You can go on.
Mara, it's really good to see you here. You're okay, right? You didn't...
Yeah, I'm okay. You're apparently okay.
Well, in a manner of speaking, I get pretty banged up.
Yeah, well, you know, we beat a lot of public servants up.
It meant a lot to me that you were there. I mean, that you didn't have to follow me out there. I mean, I know you were angry with me, and I said some really dumb stuff, but Thank you.
You're welcome. I guess. What exactly, how bad is the whole...
Mostly, I've had worse during 2 days, so you try getting tackled by a 350-pound defensive lineman. Big Jim was big. No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I couldn't practice for a few days after that. I think this is mostly sort of precautionary, I guess. I'm actually kind of shocked that I'm not hurt worse. Probably gonna have to get a couple of my teeth looked at, but...
Yeah. You know that the doctor who's treating you used to be fucking with my mom?
What, seriously?
Yeah.
That's... How do you feel about that?
Kind of weird. Guy's weird. Have you noticed that? He's weird.
He's weird, but he's like Dr. Weird. I mean, I've... I trust you. I mean... So, anyway. Things aren't good there?
What I wanted to get around to was out in the woods.
Yes.
I'm not really sure. I haven't really heard much about that or whether it's... People are still kind of, like, not showing up to school, but I don't know if you are still plugged into the social matrix that football players are inevitably plugged into, even in the hospital.
Well, let's just say from what I hear, we had to forfeit the game on Friday because there weren't enough people to play.
Still.
Well, I mean, some of them were hurt. I'm not the only one here in the hospital. I haven't really seen anybody, though.
How many of them were people we beat the crap out of, though?
Well, I don't really remember, but probably 3 or 4. And
yeah, but
at least 2 cheerleaders.
School.
Well, no, in addition to the middle... So, that I don't know if I'm ever going to get over that. That was
hilarious. Yeah, kind of lost track of you after that.
I know. I'm glad you got out okay.
Oh well, no, I was just beating up my own people. And,
okay.
You know.
Well, I'm
fire.
Still glad to see that you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. I can't do this alone. I can't beat this thing alone. There's just too many of them.
Well, you do kind of have your own team of, monster beating.
I do, but
now, don't you? Like Robin is kind of like your Velma. Especially now that Robin has like amazing boobs.
What?
Hold
steady.
Nice.
It's gonna be a fun scene to walk in on Robin.
I think my condition is, but we're bros. Okay.
Was that a total fail or a 7-9?
It was totally. It was totally a biff.
Oh, okay.
So you can do something else to me, too, if you like.
Like,
ain't nothing but a thing.
Wow. There's this whole roller derby thing that's starting at school. So the cheerleaders might defect. You might want to keep a walk down on that.
Well, if we have any cheerleaders left, we just have that one guy.
I think your exclamation exclamation is loud enough to draw one of the nurses and they shoo you out because it's not visiting hours.
Look, I'm going to need your help
get out. Visiting hours is at 7 o'clock. You shouldn't be seeing anybody. You're still really banged up.
Thank you, Mara. Thanks.
And I'm going to duck out and under and escape from his thing, but when I escape from her, I'd like to escape down into the shadows, if I may attempt to do it. I guess it's a runaway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to do that Mara style by shadow zipping into what I think is the opposite patient's room through the curtain into hers. And that is a 12.
You really think being with Chloe is safe?
She doesn't know Chloe's in there.
Chloe's in there.
Well, but it says you get away to a safe place. Yeah, sure.
Do you have any strings on me?
I get away to it.
Do you have any strings on Chloe?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Second scene. After the nurse has finished remonstrating against you for having visitors, I don't know, were you awake to hear the previous?
I was.
I am now silhouetted against a plant. It's like one of those spider palms that they keep in possible school sometimes. And if you were not awake and if you were not you, I don't think you'd see me. But you know what to look for.
I do. I've seen you before.
Jesus.
I sit up in bed. You came to visit me. I attempt to say in a voice that might sound not like what he might recognize.
I did.
Well, that's actually pretty convenient. You were just the person I was going to be looking for.
I find that a lot of people are looking for me. That's not actually the case, but you're talking in a kind of a pulp noir, what kind of way, and I felt like that was a pulp noir response to you. So, why are you also in the hospital? I just know that you're...
I have an accident. Listen, can I tell you something I think is really important that we share together?
Does Gabe want to do something?
I've now disconnected some of my IVs because I think I hear what's going on in the next room, and that it's weird because like I just kind of want to get close. You know what? I don't disconnect my IVs. I actually take my the bag, the rolly bag,
yeah.
And I like kind of sneak over and I'm listening. Like, is it Chloe in there?
I think maybe hold steady to not make, because those things usually have
sure.
Like, four wheels that want to go in different directions.
Yeah.
Two of which squeak.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will keep my cool.
Okay. I think in this case, keeping your cool is you actually pick the thing up.
It makes perfect sense for games like...
Let's keep it higher than you.
Well, no, you don't even have to lift it all. You just have to lift it like an inch off the ground,
exactly.
And you're fine.
Well, no, but I think I would actually...
Gabe would hold it
like a... Sure. So, yeah, you can get over and hear a lot better when you're standing right next to the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
I am now sitting up in bed with my IVs out, and I kick my feet. Remove the blanket from me, and I hop out. Hurts a little. Floor's cold. And I go up real close to you, Mara.
I never answered your question. Was it rhetorical? Isn't.
Hold up. Because that is a move, which I am going to pay for.
Witchcraft?
Yes, it is.
We need witchcraft. Are you giving a string back?
Oh, you bet I am.
And you are aware you are in your darkest self right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, how about this one? Hex casting. That sounds interesting. You can cast hexes. Choose two that you know. I'll tell you in a second. Cast them. Either expend a sympathetic token or meet the target's gaze and chant in tongues. Roll dark. I think the power's going to flow through me. Doesn't that sound fun?
Is that another string?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
That's a 10. The hex works
but it can be easily reversed. By what? The rules don't say. Well, I've got... You may do no harm to anything until it's finished.
It's physically harm. And she can still verbally assault people.
But where is the...
That's mechanically. As I'm saying this, we're so close, I'm... Half the time I'm kissing you when I'm saying this. You could almost feel like something's crawling into your mouth.
Okay, I'm trying to... Time out.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to do, plot-wise?
Plot-wise, I'm binding you.
Okay.
Because I'm going to kidnap you.
Okay, excellent. Good. Okay, I just wanted to know what you're trying to do. All right.
And then I'm going
to
take you
we're
to
good.
Shack.
We're good.
And
we're
torture
good.
You.
All right, we're good. We're good. Go on. Time in.
Do I hear some satanic shit coming from the next room?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
Can I take the blow? Can I jump in and get in the middle of that as it's happening?
I'm like... I'm practically making out with her.
That's true. That'd be difficult. And that's more for physical harm. No, I'll back off.
That's the right choice.
I'm trying to figure out how I...
Watch like a creep.
How I listen to that and not do something about it.
You don't know what's going on. You hear two people talking.
Yeah, I guess you were so speaking so... You were whispering. You were speaking so quietly, like...
You can't hear what they're saying.
It sounds like something at the edge of your ear.
No, that's perfect.
And
that's
actually...
Perfect. That's actually good. I thought I heard something. My brain's playing tricks on me. I failed to protect a friend. Season advance.
Damn it, game.
Okay. So that means after the session we have one more. Is that right?
What?
Mm-hmm.
We have one more session after this.
Okay. But that also
we
means...
We could do two if we wanted to. I don't really care.
I have a question about that. I actually thought that was going to happen. And on the back of the thing, it says season advances open up when one person...
Yep. Yeah. Means anytime
so
any of you get an advance, you
can
pick
you
one,
can,
but only one.
You can take any of the season advances.
Yes.
That's
what I was thinking.
I'm fine with doing one more or... Two more if need be.
Yeah.
We tend to do short sessions, and I kind of took up most of this one with the love letters, so...
Mm-hmm. Which were fun.
Good,
mm-hmm.
good.
And then I grab you by the hair. Still got hair. Doesn't all fall out. And I jump into the ground, because I'm going to be using... Let's see. Here it is. Dissipate. You can walk through walls. And we're just gonna kind of ghost our way to the bottom and see what we can do about that. Let's get out of here, Mara.
So I think I actually, right after that happens, I think I actually do kind of peek through and there's no one there. Yeah, definitely my brain playing tricks on me.
I'm not sure. It says you can walk through walls.
I'll find another way out if you want me to, but I like that a lot thematically. But if you want,
he's taking a string.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
How much do we have to do to make this scene work? I'm putting my character in so much danger right now.
Only so much danger. What's the worst that could happen?
So, yeah, you guys slide through the floor. I think the room below you has one of the. Police officers, which you may or may not recognize. Mm. He probably would. Though he is intent on the TV and doesn't quite see you guys. As you go through the next floor and down to the ground floor, where you do what?
We need wheels. Raz, I need a car. I hope someone has an accident near the front. Maybe I get a vehicle that way.
You're just racking them up here, huh?
Jesus.
You know, usually when you cross the event horizon, you can't tell, but everyone else can. That's just physics.
Well, usually when you cross the event horizon, you continue to cross the event horizon forever.
Well, from...
Perceptively.
From everyone else's view.
And
you
I
get the singularity.
Yank on Mara and walk towards the front. Does anyone stop me?
Please say yes.
I'm thinking actually that Raz is not going to take that last strain. You need to do some of the tasks he's asked.
That's what I'm doing right here, Raz. That's what I've got. Right here.
I can't do everything for you, Chloe.
But she's right. Fine. Come on, Mara, we're going out the back. I'm gonna look for an exit sign that is not the front door.
So yeah, you guys are heading out the back, and I think one of the RMs is like, you guys can't be down here. This is a restricted area.
Oh, no, it's fine. What's no, around me? Not... Where are we right now?
I don't know. What would be a good restricted area in a hospital? I don't spend a lot of time in hospitals.
Medication storage rooms?
Wouldn't maybe, like, the receiving hallway for the emergency from, like, where the ambulances pull up?
Sure.
And where they triage
Sure,
them?
That sounds good. You're in the, like, receiving area.
What's within 3 feet of me? It's bed cots, maybe, just on the wall somewhere.
There's a couple empty gurneys.
Toolkits. Maybe some...
How about a, like...
Box of bandages?
Firebox.
Firebox?
Got, like, a coiled up hose and an axe and a fire extinguisher in it.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. I was actually allowed to. See, it's written right here on this sign. I show him... I point to the glass in front of the fire axe.
Mm-hmm.
Does it move at all? Just a statue.
It kind of looks at it.
I grab the back of his head and smash his face into it.
Alright, I think that's lashing out physically.
A mere eight.
No, you...
He can have a string.
Okay. His face goes into the glass, and mostly due to him being surprised, he comes out. There's like a huge chunk of glass in his cheek, and his forehead's bleeding. He seems a little surprised.
Yes.
But he kind of screams out, but it's not really coherent.
I think he won't be giving me any more trouble. Is he dazed by me shoving his face into broken glass that doesn't start broken?
He looks pretty fucked up, yeah. But he's also screaming bloody murder.
Fine.
Fire axe?
Yep. Just grab that fire axe and see what his face looks like with it in it. Mere five. It's not good enough.
I think he grabs the axe as you're swinging it at him, and just barely manages to stop it in time. The blade, like, inches from his face, blood dripping into his eyes, but he's got a firm handle on the axe. And you hear footsteps coming down the hall.
Fuck, we don't have time for this. Just fucking... Just need to fucking get out of here. I just grab Mara and let go of the axe. Maybe give it a little shove first. And try to run down the hall as fast as I can.
Trying to run away?
That seems like.
Alright.
It's 10.
So yeah, you hear him trying to convince people to run after you, but... they're more interested in tending to his face and trying to get the axe away from him, which he won't let go, allowing you guys to get out the back door where ambulances pull up and leave.
Okay.
What do you do?
Hmm.
You know, you're only prevented from doing violence. You can do anything else you want.
I think I'm a little bit impressed. Honestly, that's really why I haven't done anything so far.
That's fine, I'll just let you know.
I see the first ambulance that has just recently unloaded a person.
Yeah, there's one there, sure.
Is there anyone with a person not in it? That I can... I just look up around for ambulances that don't have a person
mean,
physically
like
in the driver's seat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can I open the door?
Oh, yeah. It's not locked.
Any keys in here?
No, it's running. The lights are going. It's running. The siren's not on because they're already here, but...
Hey, Mara. We're going for a ride. Alright.
As far as I'm concerned, by the way, being bound physically, I don't care if it means I can't do any harm in real life. As far as I'm concerned, Mara is running around like this. You know. Invisible ropes.
I pull her across my lap and shove her face first into the passenger's seat, shut the door, and floor it.
Alright. You hear a startled, "What the fuck?" from the back of the ambulance as you pull out, and then we're cutting scene. So you guys wanted to go visit Gabe, right?
Your scene may be interrupted.
Yeah, we wanted to go visit Gabe. See,
well, we might be. This might be in the future, technically. I'm not sure.
Well, it's not
until
7
o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's visiting hours.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, Gabe seems to have recovered from his momentary delusions of other people being in the room with him.
This puppy's so full of drugs, I'll be happy to get out of here.
Who are you talking to?
I run across the room and give you a big hug. Gabe, I was so worried about you.
Robin.
As soon as I heard, and I'm rolling to turn you on.
Yes, of course you are.
Turn! Wait, no. Nine.
Ha.
You get a string on me. You look.
I have a string.
Wait, you want to turn that into a 10? You can use a condition.
Oh, I mean,
but we're
bros. I just got the string.
No, you can just use a condition. But we're bros.
Yeah.
If you'd like.
Do it.
Oh, really?
That just makes it a 10, yeah.
Yeah, I will totally use that condition.
I like the condition, but we're bros, makes you more rousing.
Makes sense to me.
Seems legit.
Robin, you're hot. I mean, how are you?
What do you mean?
I mean, you look really good.
Thank you.
I didn't well, Mara sort of
got a makeover.
You
am I
did.
Gonna have to leave the room again?
Whoa,
Chassie.
We're bros. Hey, thanks for coming to visit me.
I'm glad you're alive.
Know if you were still mad after, well, you know.
No, it's all right. More shit happened. It's fine. You're not the worst douchebag, but I'm glad you survived.
I'm glad you're safe.
I'm glad you're all right.
You
know what? I'd rather have you be a douchebag that's alive than a douchebag that's dead, so I'm actually very pleased to see you.
I would rather have me be a douchebag that's alive than a douchebag that's dead either.
Absolutely.
And actually, you know what? When I said that, can we retcon something small? I was like, so I said, you look really good, you know, all the rest of that stuff. Can I make you feel beautiful?
Do you say that? Because that doesn't work on women.
No.
Well, yes.
I'm bad at this
job.
Well,
it does if you're a plastic surgeon.
I fail.
The problem is sick.
So you actually say, can I make you feel beautiful?
No. I don't think I would say
no,
that.
Apparently you can't.
But I think I spent a little too long looking at his fabulous breasts. His fabulous breasts.
Like you're bros.
Too long.
Anyways.
At least 30 seconds too long.
And I've been a girl for like a minute now. Already.
Yeah. It's really good to see the both of you.
Am I included in that?
Yes.
Did she walk in after that?
Chassie, come over here. Sit down, and I kind of like on the bed.
Oh, that was an advanced move, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was a fancy move.
And
he's growing up.
I am growing up.
Hey, Gabe, what's up? I'm going to jump on the
Look,
bed.
I've been kind of pushing the both of you away lately.
And I was doing it because I thought that I could just do everything that needed done myself. And going out there and trying to take on... who knows how many of them there were. I can't. I mean, you know, Dad's always like, you're the chosen one, and this is on the earth thing, you know, and God's favored you with all of this, whatever, but I can't... I can't do it all myself. I need you guys' help. I need you to be in my posse again. Whatever this thing is that's out there, it's still out there. I mean, I'm sure more people have gone missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We gotta stop it before it gets everyone. And, you know, I need your brains, and I need your brawn, and guns, and crazy relatives.
We come as a combo package. Yeah.
So what do you say?
Alright. What do you say, Robin?
I'm in.
I have one more thing to add. The other thing you've been doing to push me away is you need to figure your shit out about those two other girls, because you just keep jumping between Mara and Chloe, and you need to go talk to them. Because, I mean, I'm sick of having to listen to you like, oh, I like Mara, but I'm fucking Chloe, meh. So you need to work that shit out.
Also, you should probably.
Are you trying to shut someone down?
I think that's a good time to roll that.
Yeah, we haven't used that move much.
It's a five. It doesn't.
The way you put it, I really do think I can keep doing it.
every reasonable thing Jassy ever says is just in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
So Mara was there just to. An hour or so ago.
Yeah.
Missed an opportunity there to talk to her, maybe.
Well, I mean, look. Chassie.
Yes, Gabe.
I'm in love with Mara. I mean, I have been for like a year now. Ever since, well, she started getting sick, you know, and I...
Yeah.
And I then know, I felt guilty because I didn't protect her. And, look, the Chloe thing was a moment of weakness. That was wrong. And I'm sorry to create all that drama.
Yeah.
But,
it's all right,
I just kept
man.
Screwing things up. I just kept, I would say the stupid thing, and somebody punches me.
Well.
And bites me.
I never bit you.
You didn't bite me.
I never bit you.
No, you didn't. A little bit.
All right. You know, I really know. Look, it's... Yeah. It's
we make
fine,
a good
man.
Team.
Yeah, we make a good team. And
in
I'm not going to hold you...
In a sort of way.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold it against you, man. It's fine. I know. It's confusing. And Chloe does insert herself in all sorts of things and makes drama. So, you know. It's bound to happen. But you know what? We're going to go out to that house and we're going to figure out what is up. Without having our minds taken over and getting eaten.
There's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
A book.
Okay.
I saw it. Like, I wouldn't say in a vision, but maybe God wants me to know about it. It's got some weird Latin on it or something. But I'm certain that the way we can protect ourselves against that thing is in that book.
Do you know where it is?
No. But I think you can help me find it. I think you can all help me find it.
Yeah.
I can go check the college library.
Do you think it's one my dad might have?
Why don't you...
I mean, you've been in our house.
Ooh. Let's...
He's got a lot of books. I never read them because...
You know what? Check the college library. We'll check your house.
All right.
I'm going to find Mara, and we'll look through the high school library. I doubt it's there, but who knows?
Yeah.
I suppose... Go ahead.
No, I don't mean to interrupt you. I think you should tell her how much you love her, and don't ask, can I make you feel beautiful? I don't think that works too good.
Yeah, that kind of made me feel awkward.
I'm sorry, Robin. This is a bit of an adjustment for me.
That's fair.
We believe in you, Gabe. It's all right.
Bros, I guess we're still bros.
I'm just the same as I always was.
You are.
Yep. So I think literally you're going to the books at this point with two people mm-hmm. helping you.
I am. So on the when we hit the books.
Yeah, what happens?
And the books are books.
When the chips are down and the sinister villain seems unbeatable, you can turn to your friends for research help. Do we actually want to resolve whatever's going to happen there first before we do this, or do we want to do this first? We can do this first. That's fine.
This is kind of like a wealth move type thing, isn't it?
It's roll with the number of people assisting you.
What's going to happen
in
some intervening period?
Hey, you might get two extra people.
I feel like this is pretty.
We are not going to be happy with each other.
This is going to be a hardcore thing.
Yeah.
I think
you've just got the two on this.
Yeah. Okay, first fine.
I want to do this fresh a different day.
So I'm rolling.
I'm kind of feeling that too.
I'm rolling at plus two. Then big numbers, no whammies.
Oh. I just steal, like...
Well, I guess he's Pac-Man. We've got to get a series of ghosts that are multicolored.
But we don't have any ghosts.
Make sure there aren't any cherries or other fruit around. And remove all pellets from such. Eventually we'll get him as long as he doesn't find that one corner that he can stay in infinitely.
So...
Going to steal all the green books.
Yeah, it's...
Too bad there's no helping in this game.
Oh, yeah, there is. I could spend my string to give you plus one. Like,
no,
wait.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
It's not a thing you can do in this game.
Now, do you have any strings
also,
on books?
You need plus three to
make anything.
What if we all pooled our strings?
Pool the strings!
We still wouldn't be allowed to do it in this game.
I think you're going to need Mara's help.
I think I'm going to need Mara's help,
or
too.
Chloe.
Maybe.
Mara's gonna be like, I ate that book once.
It was delicious.
I think the book is gonna end up being in the school library after all, which is the one place you guys need to check.
Yeah.
There's a weird, creepy librarian played by Anthony Stewart.
Yeah.
Is that the Buffy guy?
Yeah,
it's okay. Giles.
All right. So, alright. So then that happens.
So they agree to go find your mysterious green book.
I have a question, and I'm not sure, this is outside of game, because I'm not sure if I can even do it. Is it possible that I smell Chloe in the room? Like, her previously being there in the room?
I've been there for, how long have I been in that bed?
A couple days.
Like, that's, at the very least, it's a dark roll.
I'll let you read a sitch.
Yeah.
It smells like she went through the floor, but that doesn't seem
right. That doesn't seem right, that's so wrong.
You know everything.
So I know everything.
You know my social security number.
Yeah. Well, that's totally in line.
I just left that.
So you
notice... I think you notice Mara's scent first, going to the other side of the room.
That's not surprising.
And
that
on a roll like that, I think you do actually... You know,
trace them to the part on the floor they disappear.
They went over to the corner by the bushes, and then... They disappeared, which is...
What is it? What do you...
It's weird. I smell Chloe. I don't... And Mara came over here. You said Mara visited... You didn't tell me Chloe was here.
Chloe was here?
Yeah, she was in this bed. And Mara came over, and then they were, like, here by this spider plant. And...
Well, the nurse...
Maybe that was Mara.
The nurse was dragging Mara out of the room, and...
Well, I don't know which way she dragged
but
it smells like she came here.
So maybe just as a point of reference, this is hanging on the back of the empty bed there.
Maybe she stuck around and...
Yeah, Chloe was here. Trust me.
And Chloe was in a car accident?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, she smells all right now. She doesn't smell bloody or anything, but she's gone.
Convenient.
Like, did
prop.
You see her go out?
No, I didn't. I thought I heard voices, but it was too low to hear, and then I looked and there was no one there. I thought it was just the drugs kicking in.
Well, it's weird, because Chloe Like, I don't smell her anywhere on your side of the room. She's just on this side, and now she's disappeared. And that's weird.
That is pretty weird.
It's dark.
It's dark. Well,
you could just ask her next time you see her.
I guess so. I don't know. It just seems odd, guys. I don't know.
Were you in the hospital and then disappeared mysteriously?
Where are you?
I'm not going to text her.
I am. I'm texting.
Well, you know what? I did that text, except that someone broke my cell phone.
It's true.
I will. I will text Mara. Where are you?
Where are you?
So, I don't think the bound means stops you from. He's driving. She's driving. Sorry.
I'm a beautiful woman.
But I think we're gonna actually.
I'm a cheerleader. I can text not looking at my phone.
Actually, what can we have this conversation then? And then.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like I want to have a little bit more, but I don't want to be too much longer.
Yeah.
So
it's fine.
I'm picturing Michael Weston, like, just texting under the table.
Yeah.
If you've seen Burn Notice.
Yes.
Can't talk. Kidnap an ambulance. TTYL. Smiley emoticon.
What is it, Chassie?
Is there... Now, you know I'm not good with cell phones. But is there, like... Is kidnapped in an ambulance some kind of, like, abbreviation for something? Because it's very long.
So, at this point, I tear the shit out of my arms, jump up out of bed, my hospital gown falls off, I am stark naked.
Oh, man.
That's a 7.
That's all right, I guess.
To turn evil on.
Who would be
more turned on by that?
I don't know. Which one?
We're off.
I guess
you're closer to ground zero.
Which one of us takes this bullet?
Low or high?
Sorry.
Low or high. Well, to be fair, that is probably the best description.
Let's say high takes the bullet.
High takes the bullet.
Oh, you're
I'm
you're
conflicted.
Alright, so
no, Gabe.
You choose one.
Whoa, you're my bro. I do not need to see that.
I think you're gonna take a string on Chessie.
She gets to choose
one, never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
Turn
here. Yeah. Fancy dancy color.
Yes.
Is that one? There's one where he's got a string. That her! Stop her!
Well, I don't think it's appropriate for me to give myself
no.
to you.
That's amazing!
Robin, get out of the room!
Never mind Mara and Chloe.
Give something you think he wants. His robe back!
Yes! Do it!
Gabe, I think you need this.
Oh. Sorry.
You're gonna want that. Put it on the right way, too.
We have to go save Mara.
Yeah, alright. Do I need to tell her something first, though? She is communicating. I mean, she's on live. We
coming to get you? Let us know where you are, if you can text.
I just said, where are you?
Oh, sorry.
She said, TTYL. Whatever that means. And she's in an ambulance. She didn't say where she's going.
Texting. Where are you? Who's got you? What's going on?
For what? Where went? Why? What's that?
I farted.
That's fucking gross, Mara. Give me your cell phone.
You shouldn't have hexed me.
Give me your fucking cell phone. You're probably getting texts.
No.
Do it or I'll punch you.
You're gonna punch me?
Yes, I'm gonna punch you.
I don't wanna get punched.
Give me your cell phone.
No.
Well, then pick one.
What kind of a
choice is that?
It's a pretty good choice. I mean, either you give me your cell phone, or I'll punch you, and then I'll take your cell phone.
While we're having this really stupid conversation, which is meant to stall, I'm still texting.
Give me your fucking phone. Like, I'll take it by force.
No, I was still texting.
That was clearly go aggro.
And crazy bitch slut girl stole in hospital next to you in bed. Not like that. Separate text. Oh well. says she's going to take me to Shack to torture me.
Mara, stop saying aloud what you're texting. I know it's really obvious.
Probably should not have given me expository information.
She's still doing it.
Maybe she's just got like the Google Voice thing. Where you
and I've just like... I've just laid the phone out on the bed in between us. Yeah. So everyone's just reading it as it comes up.
I turn off my phone and I'm like, fine, bitch.
Told you she was here.
Was that out the window?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's check out the window. God damn it, Mara. Now I'm going to have to take you to somewhere that isn't a
did
shack.
Did you just break another... Did you just break my phone? I would think you would be more sensitive to the pain of having his phone broken after what you did.
Well, it's actually convenient, because what I want to talk to you about... You know, we don't even have to go to a torture shack. I'll be honest. What I want to talk to you about is getting new phones, getting me not to torture you. It's really great. This is a good deal.
Are we going to have, like, a girls' night? Is this how you have girls' nights? Do you start by kidnapping people?
We may have forgotten about an important person.
The person
maybe
that...
two important people. That
we
is...
We haven't forgotten them. We're ignoring them. EMTs are soups
uncool. Only one of them is an EMT. One of them was supposed to be delivered to the hospital and never been taken out of the back of the ambulance.
It's fine. Bong, bong, bong. Hey, you still back there?
I think I want to actually have that next time. But
okay, I'll kill
that just
one
wanted
next time.
To remind you guys that you're not completely alone in this ambulance.
It's fine.
Do you need to do a shack elsewhere? They're just covered in silence. Oh my god. Don't bleed loudly.
You're probably already dead.
Yes, you have two people in the back, an EMG and a wounded patient, or as Mara likes to say, lunch.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.